What up, what up, what up, what up? 101.1 The Answer. I'm Doc Washburn. Coming up, I got all kinds of Arkansas stuff. I got all kinds of America stuff. But let me just do a little recap. We've been talking a whole lot about the, in my opinion, the murder of our director of the airport, Brian Malachowski, by the ATF agents. And a couple of days ago, I interviewed Bud Cummins, the attorney for the Malachowski family. If you missed it, you can go to docwashburn.com. The whole thing's right there. But I asked Bud Cummins from the Malachowski family, I said, look, FBI Director Christopher Wray lies under oath in congressional hearings on a regular basis. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas lies under oath in congressional hearings on a regular basis. How do you know these DOJ and ATF people aren't lying under oath? Well, they're not even under oath. They're just talking to you, and they're talking to Senator Cotton. How do you know they're not lying if their bosses are willing to lie under oath? And let me just add something to that, and then we'll get on to the pressing breaking news here. But FBI Director Christopher Wray, within the last 24 hours, was interviewed by Lester Holt. He's the guy that does the evening news on NBC. And Christopher Wray just straight up lied to Lester Holt on NBC News, and it's just a real quick soundbite. It goes something like this.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence.
Of course you monitor protests. I mean, what on earth do you take us for? We don't monitor protests. Unless, of course, you're protesting against abortion, or you're a mom or dad at a school board meeting, you'll monitor that. The protests they were talking about were these pro-Hamas protests that are getting violent on college campuses. Oh, no, we don't monitor protests. Well, you probably don't monitor those. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Now, it is reasonable, based on everything that Attorney Bud Cummins told us, it is reasonable to think, and of course he's hearing from some disgruntled ATF agents who did not want to be a part of that. It is reasonable to assume that the ATF agents violated the executive order of Joseph Robinette Biden and actually did not wear body cameras. And we hope and we pray that Attorney Cummins will eventually be able to get the truth and get justice from the Malachowski family and for the rest of us. Because let's face it, even though for those of us who never met Brian Malachowski, this was done to our community. This was done to send a message to you and me and everybody else who believes in the Second Amendment that they're going to run roughshod over us. All right, now, let me just tell you again, five of the six people that we send to Washington, D.C. from Arkansas voted to send billions more to Ukraine. Right? Just did it. And now that it's done, now that the deed is done, the Biden administration leaks to Politico, of all places, this headline: Biden administration isn't fully convinced Ukraine can win even with new aid. Subheadline: Few Biden administration officials or lawmakers say the $60 billion package means Ukraine walks away from the battlefield with its country fully restored. As I told you at the end of our last show, Ukraine doesn't have the manpower anymore. It doesn't matter how much stuff we send them. They don't have the people that can use the weapons anymore. So, just remember, Senators Tom Cotton and John Bozeman voted for that Ukraine aid bill, as did U.S. Representatives French Hill, Steve Womack, and the surprise, Bruce Westerman. Because a lot of times Westerman votes the right way, but not this time. It was Crawford, Rick Crawford, who voted against it. And look, for everybody saying, well, we're just going to have to primary these folks. Okay. All right. That's fine. Hope you do. But where's the money going to come from to get the attention of your average Republican voter who's not paying attention? Who, in a primary, just votes for the guy with name recognition? I mean, no. Steve Womack, out of all six, Steve Womack, the guy who represents Northwest Arkansas in the U.S. House, is the most rhino of all six. And he had a good, solid conservative challenger in the primary earlier this year who would have had to have spent millions of dollars. And the millions of dollars didn't come in to make the case to buy the TV commercials and the radio commercials and the billboards to explain to people, well, and the internet advertising, the whole thing, the whole schmear, to explain to people why Womack's the rhino and he's the actual conservative. Never forget some of the reddest states. Some of the most conservative districts continue to re-elect rhinos because people have lives, unlike me, and they don't have time to get into weeds, and they don't realize that they're re-electing rhinos. They have no idea. For years, Mississippi, right next door, very conservative state, kept on sending Roger Wicker and Thad Cochran, two rhinos that kept on rolling over for the Uniparty for the Democrats, to the U.S. Senate. All right, enough on that. James Woods, one of the few conservative actors in Hollywood that is willing to stand up and say, I'm a conservative, let the chips fall where they may, was out there on Twitter today. He said, this is all you will ever need to know about the end of our republic, and indeed, Western civilization itself, as you look back from the rubble one day in the not-too-distant future, read every word of this. It is the Democrats' plan for us. And remember that it could have been stopped. Now, if you're in your car and you're thinking, wait a minute, what do you mean it could have been stopped? I'll tell you what I think he means after I read this thing to you. Victor Davis Hanson, one of the brightest guys out there, who pontificates, who talks about what's going on in this country and what they're trying to do to us. One of the brightest guys out there. When I see that name, I'm going to stop and watch the video. I'm going to stop and read the article. So, actor James Woods says, here's Victor Davis Hanson, read every word of it. And the article that he tweets out there, Victor Davis Hanson, why are they destroying us? And here's what Mr. Hanson says. And I'll tell you after I get through this, what I think James Woods means by it could have been stopped. Victor Davis Hanson says, if someone wished to destroy America, could he do anything more catastrophic than what we currently see and hear each day? What would an existential enemy do that we have not already done to ourselves. Here are 11 now familiar steps to civilizational destruction. Number one, wipe out a 2,000-mile border. Allow 10 million foreign nationals to enter unlawfully. Have no audit of any. Nullify all federal immigration laws. Let toxic drugs in that kill 100,000 Americans a year. Give free support for those millions who broke the law. Smear any objectors as racists and xenophobes. Number two, run up $35 trillion in national debt. Keep adding $1 trillion to the national debt every 100 days. Defame anyone wishing to cut wild spending as cruel and inhumane. Number three, appease or subsidize enemies like Iran and China. Demonize allies like Israel. Allow terrorists to attack Americans without response. See Islam as either similar or even superior to Christianity. Make amends to leftist governments for supposedly past toxic American international behavior. Follow the lead of international agencies like the United Nations, the International Criminal Court, and the World Health Organization to atone for past American neo-colonial and imperialist behavior. Recede to second-tier international status befitting American decline. Number four, in a multiracial democracy, redefine identity only as one's tribal affiliation. Ensure each identity group rivals the other for victimhood and the state spoils it confers. Redefine all political issues by race and sex, oppressors and oppressed. Destroy all standards of meritocracy of admission, retention, promotion, and commendation. Number five, redefine violent crime as understandable. Cry of the heart expressions of social justice. And I've got an example of that coming up here in Little Rock before the end of the hour. Ensure no bail and same-day release for arrested repeat violent felons. Empathize with the violent killer and rapist. Ignore their victims, especially the victims who happen to be slain police officers. Number six, emasculate the military by using standards of non-meritocracy of race, gender, and sexual orientation to determine promotion and accommodation. Deliberately smear as racists and insurrectionists the largest demographic in the military who in recent wars died at twice their numbers in the population so that they leave or never even join the military. Encourage retired high officers to slander the former commander-in-chief. Cut the defense budget. Stop producing sufficient weapons, but leave billions of dollars worth of arms to terrorists. And you know, that's exactly what Biden ordered the military to do as we hightailed it out of Afghanistan. Number seven, reinvent the justice system to indict, bankrupt, convict, jail, and eliminate political opponents. Use ballot removal, impeachment, civil suits, and state and federal indictments rather than elections to defeat an opponent. Mob the homes of non-compliant Supreme Court justices attacked them personally by name. Sounds like what Schumer did a couple of years ago. Number eight, encourage the fusion of the bureaucratic state with the electric media to form a powerful force for political audit, surveillance, censorship, and coercion. Marry the FBI to Silicon Valley and hire its contractors to warp the news and hound supposed enemies of the people. Number nine, make war on affordable gasoline and natural gas. Substitute inefficient, unreliable, and expensive wind and solar power, even as energy prices bankrupt the middle class. Number 10, marry late, but preferably don't marry at all. Consider males toxic, especially boys. Have no children, or as few as possible. Otherwise, assure children they are entitled and must be sheltered. Raise them to have grievances against past generations and current norms. Number 11. Turn world-class universities into indoctrination centers. Suspend the Bill of Rights on campuses. Train youth to graduate despising their own culture and civilization. Recruit foreign students from hostile nations to subsidize campus commissar bloat. Replace the curriculum with therapeutic propaganda. Ban the SAT, ban the ACT, and do not evaluate high school grade point averages. Ensure merit does not select the student body of your college or university. Charge tuition higher than the rate of inflation. Bill the government when students default on their loans. So, why are those controlling Biden, and let's face facts here, Victor Davis Hanson is not pretending Biden's in charge, okay? None of us should. So he says, so why are those controlling Biden using him to advance much of such a destructive agenda that would end America as we know it? And he gives several possibilities. Number one, they are delusional and think their socialist and globalist agendas are working and will save us. Number two, they are raging nihilists who do not like the U.S. and deliberately want it destroyed as a service to the world. A ruined U.S. is preferable to a strong America. Number three, they're revolutionaries like the Jacobins in the French Revolution of the late 1700s, who are intentionally erasing the old United States as a prerequisite for creating an entirely new America that will arise from the ashes with no trace or even memory of its past. And last but not least, sadly, number four, they have no agenda. They are aimless fools and utter incompetence. These bunglers just wing it day to day in response to what their radical media, academic, and political masters dictate is necessary for them to retain power. They have no idea of the damage they're doing. So Victor Davis Hanson says, you know, a little bit of one, a little bit of two, a little bit of three, but probably not four. Now let's think about that, because I know that it is an entirely different thing to write for audio. I guess I gotta. Why didn't I turn that off? Why didn't I turn that off? Let me just go ahead and. Producer Steve, you think it'd be a good idea for me to turn down the volume on my phone? Okay. Well, I appreciate your diplomacy there. So as I was saying, writing for print and writing for audio are two different things. You're sitting there going, okay, Victor Davis Hanson says a little bit of one, a little bit of two, a little bit of three, probably not four. Doc, how am I supposed to remember the one, two, three, and four? Okay, I'll tell you. One, two, and three each have a goal. Victor Davis Hanson says it's not four. So the idea they have no agenda, yeah, they got an agenda. The idea they're just aimless fools and utter incompetence, no, they know what they're doing. The idea that they're just bunglers winging it day to day, no. No, they're not bunglers and they're not just winging it. They have goals. The idea they have no idea the damage they're doing, no, they know. They know. Now, I'll say this. I think there are plenty of people in the, rhinos in the Uniparty, who don't know which end is up, who don't know what's going on, who have no idea how destructive the current regime is. Let me give you an example. Mitt Romney the other day had Alejandro Mayorkas under oath, the Secretary of the Homeland Security. And Romney asked him, have you read the articles of impeachment that came out of the House to impeach you? And Mayorkas said, no, neither I nor my staff have read them. And Romney said, well, you know, I got to recommend you actually read those articles of impeachment so you can just make sure that you're not actually violating any laws. Now, how can you be that clueless? So this is my addendum to what Victor Davis Hanson said. Yeah, I mean, the bad guys who are doing these things, they're not winging it. They're not clueless. They know the damage they're doing. But a lot of the rhinos who are going along to get along, they don't know. They don't know. Now, in Little Rock, an exclusive from the Democrat Gazette. Police arrested an area attorney who they say was shot Wednesday morning while trying to rob an armored car in Little Rock. That's according to a police incident report. Officer responding around 7:49 a.m. Wednesday to the Bank of America, 8200 Geyer Springs Road, made contact with a guard for a Loomis armored car who said he shot a man later identified as 47-year-old Chad Green of Maumelle after the would-be robber used mace spray on him in an apparent robbery attempt. On Thursday afternoon, Chad Green was in stable condition in the area hospital and had not been booked yet. According to police spokesman Mark Edwards, the incident report showed his arrest date as Wednesday. The guard for the Loomis armored truck was working at the ATM, Bank of America, 8200 Geyer Springs Road, when a man approached him and asked him how he was doing before immediately spraying the guard with mace several times, according to police report. In response, the guard pulled his gun and fired several shots, one of which struck the man and caused him to fall to the ground, yelling, according to the police report. Well, I guess it was just the grace of God that one of the bullets hit the guy, because if you got mace in your face, you're going to have a hard time seeing anything, right? The wounded man got up in a few seconds, got onto a bicycle, which he used to flee west toward a wooded area. See, he was crafty. Brother Chad Green was crafty. So he got on a bicycle because there's no license plate on a bicycle. Right? Right? Using the old noodle there. That's what I'm talking about. Well, Buddy's last name is Green. So he's going to be environmentally friendly. Police later made contact with an Arkansas Game and Fish Commission officer and the Arkansas State Police, who had encountered Green in an automobile on 4:30 near Roddy Parham Road. Green told authorities he He had been shot on Geyer Springs Road. Well, now, I just want to say something. And I want y'all to hear me clearly. I know an attorney who was in some kind of court proceeding Friday morning. Chad Green was supposed to be there. And this would have been 5 days before the alleged robbery attempt. And why is Chad Green not here? And somebody with the law firm said, well, he's having some health issues. I don't think it occurred to anybody at the time, mental health issues. But I'm just going to say something here. Now, I don't think that's any excuse, okay? That's this, well, I plead not guilty on, you know, insanity or whatever. I got mental health issues. Well, too bad, man. Too bad. You caused a driver slash guard for an armored car, an armored truck, to be in fear for his life. You need to go away for a long time, bro. Long time. I don't want to hear any of this mental health defense. No, I'm sorry. And it's just, you know, there should be no fear or favor when it comes to enforcing the law. Now, he's probably already got a good attorney, and there probably will be a mental health defense, but I don't think there should be. I mean, that's jacked up. That is jacked up. So now we got to talk about the president's immunity trial, the Supreme Court, and what's going on with that, about whether the president has immunity and what kind of immunity. We got to talk about the election interference in Arizona, where they're trying to indict folks for constitutionally protected stuff. I'm not going to lie, fam. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we got to try to squeeze in between now and the end of the hour on the Doc Washburn Show. And we're going to give it our best shot. I need to talk to you about integrity and how I found out that a guy who owns a bunch of businesses and making decent money can have integrity. Talk about my friend Mitch Ward over at Red River Auto. When I was fired by a former employer in October 2021 because I wouldn't go along with a COVID vaccine mandate, a buddy of mine contacted me, told me Mitch Ward, Red River Auto, had asked him if it'd be all right if he gave Mitch my cell phone number. And I said, yeah, sure. Next thing I knew, I was meeting with Mitch Ward, owner of Red River Dealerships, Cabot, Malvern, Heber Springs, all over the place. Mitch told me that not only did he want to advertise on my podcast at DocWashburn.com, but when he found out my former employer had fired me for refusing to get the clot shot, he pulled all his advertising from all their stations. Now, that told me something about integrity. That told me something about putting your money where your mouth is and standing up for what you believe in, because it wasn't like the advertising wasn't working for him. So when I was rear-ended a couple of months later, December of 2021, on Colonel Glenn Road by a guy who didn't even tap his brake, and my car was completely totaled, where do you think I was going to go to get my next car? That's easy. Red River. Check them out, redriverauto.com. Better yet, go see them at their lot in Cabot and tell them Doc Washburn sent you. redriverauto.com. Now, a few weeks ago, my wife and I found out our daughter had lost so much weight, she was down to just 94 pounds. She got nauseous. No matter what she tried to eat, she had to quit work because she got dizzy just trying to stand up. Her doctor told her, hey, you got a hiatal hernia. Nothing we can do for you. Just go on home. So I told my wife, if we didn't try to help her, she's going to die because you can't just keep losing weight. We took our daughter to see our friend, Dr. J.R. Crabtree, Arkansas Upper Cervical Center. He did help her. She stopped getting nauseous when she ate, started gaining weight. She's back at work. What Dr. Crabtree does is the best-kept secret in American healthcare. Let me explain. Your skull weighs somewhere between 8 and 15 pounds. It rests on the top bone of your spinal column, the atlas, which only weighs 2 ounces. If that atlas bone gets out of alignment, your whole spinal column could get kinked up like a chain. When that happens, your central nervous system can't send out the signals to different parts of your body as God intended it to do. Dr. Crabtree takes x-rays of your head and neck to find out if your atlas is out of alignment, and if it is, he gets it back in line, and he saved our daughter's life. Find out more. Go to the website, turnmypoweron.com. Now, I'm proud to have Colonel Conrad Reynolds and AVII as a sponsor of the Doc Washburn Show. AVII is the America Voter Integrity Initiative. In Arkansas, we have a real problem with the way we vote. The touchscreen voting computers cannot be trusted. The cybersecurity experts and voting experts that Congress calls on all agree we need hand-marked paper ballots that are filled out in person at the local precinct. The experts also agree that electronic tabulators cannot be blindly trusted to be accurate when counting our votes. They all agree there must be a hand count audit of all races before an election is certified. Why have the citizens of Arkansas never been asked if they want to use voting computers? Did you know that a recent Rasmussen poll showed that nearly 60% of all Arkansans want hand-marked paper ballots? To find out more about what you can do, visit AVII.org. Colonel Conrad Reynolds and AVII are working hard to restore trust, transparency, accountability, and accuracy to Arkansas elections. Remember to visit AV, as in Victor, AVII.org.
Well, folks, big news. Clark Gable stars in a new series this week, Detective Guy, a gritty crime drama full of suspense and grit. And for comic relief, Clark's sidekick is Monkey Boy. Is he a monkey? Is he a boy? Ha ha, who's to say? For great suspense and fisticuffs and a hilarious sidekick, tune in to the first episode of Detective Guy and Monkey Boy this week. Guest stars are Lawrence Welk and Winston Churchill and your Uncle Herb. Right after the Grand Ole Opry, tune in to Detective Guy and Boy Howdy Look a Monkey, starring your Uncle Herb. Now back to the National News Report with Boxcar Willie.
All right. 101.1 The Answer. Doc Washburn Show. And I forgot something. I told you I was going to tell you what James Woods meant, what I think he meant by, remember, it could have been stopped. Talking about Victor Davis Hanson, talking about what they are trying to do to us and what they intend to do to us. And I forgot to tell you what I think he meant, remember, it could have been stopped. And you're probably not going to like this, but my job is call balls and strikes. If the presidential election in November is about Joe Biden and his disastrous record, the Republican is going to be elected into the White House. If the presidential election November of this year is all about Trump, instead of our failing economy, then the Democrats are going to win. I'm just telling you. And unfortunately, Trump wants to make it all about himself. That's a problem. That's a problem. I hope that leopard will change his spots. But that's pretty much what would have to happen, and I'm very concerned. But I'll tell you this. When I first got to Arkansas in 2014, people would call my show, and they would tell me, And by the way, if you want to call this show, we got about 17 minutes left in this hour. Number to call is 501-823-0965. But people will call my show in late 2014 and tell me, Doc, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and I would sense the dread in the voice, but Hillary Clinton's going to be our next president, and there's not a thing we can do about it. And I'm like, well, no, I don't know. I mean, let's wait and see who the Republican nominee is going to be. This is before we had any idea Donald Trump's going to come down the golden escalator. Doc, it's not going to matter. You don't understand. We're born and raised here in Arkansas. You haven't seen everything they've gotten away with all our lives. I'm telling you, man, and I hate it, but Hillary's going to be our next president. So I think the reason that didn't happen in 2016 was not because Donald Trump. I think the reason was a lot of people who dreaded that prayed and asked God for his grace and mercy, none of which we deserve. And he gave us his grace and mercy. And that's how Hillary Clinton did not become president and will never be president. So that's what needs to happen. People need to pray for God's grace and mercy. But I don't know if we're going to get it this time, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. You know, when I read Romans 1, 18 to 32, about how God judges nations and people, and I look at our nation, I'm like, wow, this kind of sounds like us. Romans 1, 18 through 32, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another. Men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. So I look at that. I look at the good old USA in the year 2024. I'm like, how does that not describe our society, our culture? I think it does. And, I'll never forget 2016 Republican National Convention. Trump had a billionaire named Peter Thiel, one of the speakers on the last night, And he said, Donald Trump realizes that the culture wars are ridiculous. That's just a sham. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. So would Trump be better than Biden? Well, sure. But I interviewed General Michael Flynn on my podcast over a year ago, and I asked him a question that he hadn't expected. I said, General Flynn, you know, a lot of us were watching Fox News Channel on election night 2020, and we saw they stopped the counting in like all five swing states at the same time. And so you got Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. Throw in Nevada. Nevada was pretty shaky too. I said, General Flynn, if they don't fix what allowed the Democrats to steal those swing states, any chance a Republican gets elected president in 2024? He's like, no, not a chance. Now, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe if, but I don't think they fixed what the problem was in those swing states. And that's a real concern. But again, everybody told us right up to election night 2016, Trump does not have a chance in this world. It's going to be Hillary. All the polls, everything. So I don't want you to give up hope, but I do want you to pray. That's what I do want you to do. I mean, look, I don't know if you know how the Electoral College works or not, but if you are a registered voter in Arkansas, Trump's going to take this state by a landslide. But that gets you six electoral votes. He needs 270. You know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So, so Mike Davis, a great legal mind who was a clerk for Justice Gorsuch years ago and was also chief counsel for Senator Grassley, helping him get a lot of constitutionalist judges put on federal courts when Grassley was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's out there on Twitter saying, look, the Supreme Court will narrowly hold the president of the United States, any president, is immune from criminal prosecution for official acts, but not for personal acts. Likely 5-4 if Justice Amy Coney Barrett joins the three liberals. Because sometimes one of Trump's nominees, one of his appointments, I should say, will join the liberal. And it's always disappointing, but that happens. Mike Davis says, additionally or alternatively, the Supreme Court will reaffirm criminal statutes do not apply to the president unless they are explicit. The court will remand Jack Smith, special counsel Jack Smith's January 6th case to D.C. Obama judge Tanya Chutkan for an evidentiary hearing. Her decision is immediately appealable to the D.C. Circuit. And to the Supreme Court, could take the case again before trial. The court's likely holding will also substantially affect Fannie Willis's January 6th case down Atlanta and may affect Jack Smith's presidential records case out of the Mar-a-Lago raid. And the Supreme Court's Fisher decision, that's the big January 6th case they're looking at, will destroy two of Jack Smith's four January 6th charges against Trump. Only 20% of Jack Smith's January 6th case will remain. The case will not get tried before the election. Bottom line, Mike Davis says this will be an historic win for President Trump and the presidency in our country. So, there's that. Now, I was supposed to tell you what's going on in Arizona. Kyle Cheney, political reporter for Politico, says Arizona prosecutors have charged 11 fake electors for their roles in efforts to subvert the 2020 election. The great Molly Hemingway over the Federalist says, be extremely wary of any media activists who use false propaganda terms such as fake electors instead of alternate electors, or use the propaganda term subvert instead of challenge. These media activists And she's talking about Kyle Cheney at Politico, but plenty of other ones. They will, by definition, fail to cover the use of lawfare as a campaign strategy. Look, Caitlin Collins, CNN, who said a grand jury in Arizona has just handed up an indictment against Boris Epstein, Mark Meadows, and Rudy Giuliani over their efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss, including the fake electors from that state and several individuals connected to his campaign. Now, go back to Mike Davis. Mike Davis says, let's get this straight. Democrat Arizona Attorney General Chris Mayes, who unquestionably stole her 2022 election by disenfranchising voters on Election Day, just indicted President Trump's White House Chief of Staff, several attorneys, and many others for lawfully challenging the 2020 presidential election. She is indicting people who did not break the law. What they're doing is legal. Mike Davis continues, and Democrat Arizona Attorney General Chris Mayes, Democrat operative, timed her political indictment during the height of the 2024 presidential election season when Christina Bob is running the Trump RNC's Election Integrity Division and right in the middle of President Trump's unprecedented criminal trial in New York City when Boris Epstein is representing him. This is obviously lawfare and election interference. This is a criminal conspiracy by these Democrat politicians. This is unacceptable. There must be severe legal, political, and financial consequences. Well, you know, I hope so, but what, I mean, how's that going to work, brother? I don't know. Mike Davis also says it's not a crime to object to a presidential election. It's allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887 and the First Amendment. It's definitely a crime to weaponize law enforcement against political enemies. Conspiracy against rights. 18 U.S. Code 241. He says, lawyer up, Biden Democrats. Hope he's right. But I go back to what James Woods says about, remember, it could have been stopped, talking about Victor Davis Hanson's concern about what they plan to do to us after the election. And there's a lot of anger out there from people who voted for Donald Trump twice but are concerned about what's going on. Janine Curran out there on Twitter saying, I'm done. For the last couple of months, I've been trying to decide if I should hold my nose and vote for Trump one more time. Biden is truly terrible. And she says, but it's pointless. She says, Trump, from all available evidence, is not even trying to win. Top 10 reasons. Number one, he has no field offices in swing states. Number two, he's pretending New York is in play. It's not. Number three, he's promoting bad primary candidates again. Number four, he's attacking state pro-life laws. Number five, he's attacking popular Republicans and forcing down-ballot candidates to pay him. Number six, he's ignoring major issues and railing about how he should have immunity instead. Number seven, he's making the same promises about deporting illegal immigrants that he did not keep as president. Number eight, he's not even waiting till after the election to flip on major issues like Ukraine, TikTok, abortion, draining the swamp, bad spending bills, etc. Number nine, taking zero responsibility for his major errors from last time. Case in point, he talks about how things were cheaper when he was president, but he takes zero responsibility for lighting the fuse under inflation in the first place by putting Powell in charge of the Fed and gives zero indication of how he would reduce government spending. Number 10, proving through his choice of lawyers, staff, and influencers that he's still a terrible judge of character or competence. She says, I'll be voting none of the above in November, and I have a feeling I won't be the only one. I mean, and this is someone who's voted for Trump every time up until now. It's very concerning. Not for Arkansas. Again, he's going to take Arkansas on a landslide. But it's certainly concerning No field office in the swing states yet? I mean, I don't know. I don't know, fam. It's so in the meantime, looking over the Washington Times, Jonathan Butcher and Lindsay M. Burke, the Biden administration redefined the word sex. What does this mean for teachers? Did you hear about this? Biden administration now says that the word sex means gender identity. So what does this mean for K through 12 teachers? New regulation released last week. The Biden administration changed the definition of the word sex in a crucial civil rights law that was originally designed to protect women. Title IX, Civil Rights Act, says schools cannot discriminate against individuals based on sex, which gave women better access to higher education and athletics, but the administration has swapped the word sex for the word gender, which will allow guys, males, access to females' bathrooms, locker rooms, sport competitions, etc. K through 12 educators around the country are wondering what to do next because this rule would have major implications for school facilities and athletic teams. Washington wants schools to change their harassment policies too because the new rule says individuals could face charges of harassment if they address someone according to his or her sex instead of gender choice. I'm telling you, they're not even waiting. They're doing this months before the election instead of after the election. A lot of times, a presidential administration, will do stuff like right after the election if they get reelected or get in for the first time or whatever. But the idea they're doing this a few months before is really concerned, really concerning. And I just, You remember we heard recently that that Biden, I almost called him Obama, had decided to build a pier on the Mediterranean Sea there at Gaza to better get in all this humanitarian aid? I-24 News out of Israel reporting Gazan terrorists fired mortar shells on Wednesday toward the construction work on the humanitarian pier being built off the coast of Gaza. Yeah, what could possibly go wrong, right? Unbelievable. I'm Doc Washburn. If you didn't hear the whole show, you want to hear the rest of it, go to DocWashburn.com. And we'll see you tomorrow night at 6:06, God willing, right here on 101.1 The Answer.